Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With everything going on in the world, you'd be forgiven for not realizing that NASA, the United States Space Agency, has some really ambitious plans. These plans include sending astronauts back to the moon in 2024 and sending the first crewed trip to Mars in the mid-2030s. This is probably one of the most difficult jobs in America. And the new leader of the agency's programs, the Human Spaceflight Office, for the first time ever is a woman, Kathy Luders, a 28-year NASA agency veteran. She's now leading all of these programs meant to get American astronauts back to the moon and back to Mars. Luders now has the responsibility for the safety of the astronauts and the development of and the use of tens of billions of dollars of future hardware, including NASA's planned Space Launch System rocket and Orion spaceships. It also includes the International Space Station and commercial crew programs. But she also has, and this was interesting to me because I was totally unaware of this, she has another pressing mandate with what's called NASA's Artemis program to land the first woman and the next man on the moon before the end of 2024. Then, after establishing a permanent base at a pole of the moon where there's frozen water present, which is a necessary ingredient to manufacture rocket fuel, she then needs to rally her team to send the first crewed mission to Mars in the mid-2030s. This is an incredibly interesting, exciting, and ambitious program, maybe the kind of thing that can help us all sort of rally together and concentrate on something positive, challenging, and real achievement, much like it was back in the 60s and 70s when NASA astronauts were regularly visiting the moon. Congratulations to Kathy Luders as well for being the first woman to lead this program, and hopefully we'll see the first woman on the moon soon as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.